And what I find it, what I really find interesting is the vast majority of these repent of your sins preachers are a bunch of fat gluttons. Yep. Just because they stopped smoking and they stopped drinking and they stopped stealing and they stopped doing all these stuff. Oh, yeah, yeah, they just replaced their sins, though.
Right.
Yeah.
The principle of replacement. Oh, they believe in replacement theology. They believe in replacement theology, right? But here's what they replace. They replace the drinking with McDonald's.
Yep.
Right? Excessive eating, overeating. But how about this? They've replaced their sin of drunkenness with pride.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
They've replaced their sin of adultery. They've replaced it with arrogancy and self-righteousness. So when they say you have to repent of your sin to be saved, they're actually saying you have to repent of my sin to be saved. You have to do as I did. That's really basically what they're saying. Because anybody who says you have to repent of your sins to be saved, you have to ask them, how many sins? How many sins? And here, that's one question that I've never had anybody answer me. When they say I have to repent of my sins, I'll ask them, so have you repented of all your sins? And they'll never answer me. And then they'll you know, try to get me off track, and I'll just ask them, answer the question. I just have one simple question for you. It's a yes or no. Have you repented of all of your sins? Since you're the one, you know, propagating this doctrine, have you repented of all your sins? And I think I've had one person answer me. He said something to the extent, no, but I'm trying. Then according to your standard, you're as screwed as I am then. Hypocrite.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 7. I even had this guy, and I think I already mentioned this guy. You know, he was a baptismal regeneration guy. Okay? And the guy was telling me, you got to get baptized to be saved. You got to get baptized to be saved, all these things. And he's like hammering this. And he thinks the one command, when the Bible says to keep God's commandments, the commandment is to be baptized. Forget all the other commandments in the Bible. The one commandment that you have to keep for salvation is baptism. And you know what this guy said? He hadn't even been baptized yet. He's like, I'm planning to get baptized, though. So this guy's condemning me, a person who got baptized 14 years ago, by the way, not for salvation, but I've been baptized, and I baptized hundreds of people. He's condemning me, trying to teach me that baptism saves, and the dang fool hasn't even been baptized.